that shit, fellas.
Lil Nipsey Hustle,
check me out.
You in trouble,
check me out.
Pay us now,
check me out.
Or pay me double,
check me out.
Lil Nipsey Hustle,
check me out.
Lil Nipsey Hustle,
check me out.
Lil Nipsey Hustle,
check me out.
Nigga, fuck it,
check me out.
Nigga, fuck it. I came from nothing. Shootouts in public, riding buses, buying Benzes, buying buckets. Knocked me off from my grind, that's what they wasn't. My life was ugly, then I got money. Caught a glimpse of that, but that's not for me.
Yeah.
She say she love me.
All day.
She think she love me.
She fake so.
She want my money.
The money.
I think she funny.
Funny. What's going on, family?
All
welcome to
bitches.
Another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Bitches.
At TariqRadio.com. Glad to have everybody tuning
rich,
in.
Get richer.
I know the show is late today. I was on the set. We're doing a pilot for a reality show that I'm hosting. And hopefully it gets picked up. We've been working on that all this week, and we had a very late day today. But I'm here. A lot of people are like, where's the show, Tariq? Where's the show? Where's the show? The show is here, and we're going to chop up some good game, family. I'm right here on Tariq Elite Radio. And don't forget to check out Tariq Elite Radio on iTunes. Go to iTunes right now and subscribe to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And you can also listen to Tariq Elite Radio at TariqRadio.com, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to chop up some good game on today's show. So let me take a real quick commercial break before I get into the game, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio, again, at TariqRadio.com. KSultra.com t-shirts. This month's shirt is dedicated to those seeking power. In the book 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, the author advises seekers of power how to look in both directions at once, like the Roman god Janus, depicted with two faces, one looking to the past, one looking to the future. This month's t-shirt comes with a booklet describing the design, and it also comes with free stickers. Sign up for the t-shirt subscription right now. Mac Lessons Radio listeners, use the coupon code KFLEX and get 50% off of everything on your first month. Go to KSultra.com. Have you ever thought about pursuing a career in technology, or are you currently working in the technology industry but you've been frustrated about being the only Black, Hispanic, or woman on the team? If so, you need to get the brand new book called Minority Tech, written by Anwan Simmons, who has worked as a Black man in technology for over 20 years. Minority Tech covers topics like the need of a code of conduct for Black men, why affirmative action is valuable, and the importance of international travel, and the benefits that being a minority brings to technology. For more information, go to MinorityTech.com. Are you looking for a discount at a certain store, but you can't seem to find the right prices you want? Are you looking for a gift for a special someone, but you don't want to break the bank? If so, go to PremiumItemsForCheap.com for all your needs. Whether it's headphones, televisions, or video games, go to PremiumItemsForCheap.com. Make sure you type in the coupon code 10% to get 10% off on all items over $50. That's PremiumItemsForCheap.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are right back with Tariq Elite Radio, and I am your host, Mr. Tariq Elite. And don't forget, all the people who used to listen to Mac Lessons Radio, switch over. All the new shows are at TariqRadio.com. That's T-A-R-I-Q Radio.com. And everybody follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And speaking of Tariq Elite, we got the brand new leather varsity jackets on sale at TariqElite.com. And those things are selling like hotcakes. They're going to be on sale for a limited time. They're collector's items. So they're only going to be on sale for a limited time. And some of the jackets have already sold out. So you need to go to TariqElite.com and get your collector's item leather varsity jacket right now. And get all the other stuff. Get the Cooperate shirts, the Cooperate hats, the Tariq Elite designer aviator glasses. That's killing the game. If you want to look fly, get those aviator glasses at TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors and Hidden Colors 2 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Now, we're going to chop up some real good game on today's show. I want to talk about a few things, family. I want to talk about black men and fear. I want to talk about that a little bit later in the show. I want to go more in depth about it a little later in the show. But I want to talk about black men and their fears. The scared black man syndrome. We got a lot of scary brothers out here. Even behind the whole rah-rah shit that a lot of dudes do on the street, that's usually reserved for men who are just as powerless as them, which are the black men. But there's still fear there. And I want to talk about that fear to challenge real power or perceived power. Now, a lot of people want me to talk about the movie 12 Years a Slave. I've had a whole bunch of people say, well, man, we want to hear your review on 12 Years a Slave. We want to hear what you have to say about that movie, 12 Years a Slave. And I touched on it before. I saw the movie 12 Years a Slave weeks ago before it was released nationwide. There were limited screenings in New York and L.A., and I saw a screening almost a month ago, I would say. And I enjoyed the movie. The movie was well acted. The movie was well directed. The movie was well written. Now, I, like others, I do have a problem with the whole premise of slave movies being inundated into the market, and we're being inundated with these slave movies. I do have an issue with that, and other people have had issues with that. But I'm not complaining about it no more. I've complained before about certain movies, so I said, you know what? Instead of me complaining, let me not be afraid to challenge the system, so to speak. And let me not be afraid, and let me not be so unsure of myself where I don't have the confidence to get up and create an alternative. And that's where I get the whole Hidden Colors thing from. Instead of complaining about 12 Years a Slave, I created an alternative to movies like that. Because again, I think that does say a lot for the collective mindset of the country. And there's a message that's being promoted there, that blacks should be submissive and blacks should be subservient, and you should accept that. We have to remind you of that. I think there's a concentrated effort to make movies like that. Now, I'm not saying that in a complaining way. I'm just looking at it from an observational standpoint, because the thing is, if you allow yourself to be powerless and weak, people can do what they want to do to you and with you and about you. And that's what's happening with us, African Americans in this country. They're going to keep making slave movies because they can, and you can't do shit about it. Or let me change that. You won't do shit about it for the most part. Now, I separate myself from that mentality because I am, and I have done some things about that. I've created alternatives, which other people should do too if you are going to complain. Shout out to Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon, he made some remarks on Twitter about the slave movies and how we should have more movies about African kings. I take my hat off to the brother Nick Cannon. I like Nick Cannon. Nick has always been a very thorough dude. And he was on the Breakfast Club doing an interview, just breaking the game down, talking some real talk about certain images and how we're being perpetuated in media outlets. The brother makes real good points. And we are perceived and portrayed a certain way. But the thing is, all we do, or all black folks do, is complain and do little weak shit like sign petitions and march. And I've been hearing that a lot lately. People hit me up with emails talking about, well, Tariq, I started a petition at change.org. Can you sign my petition? And this is for all you people out there who have petitions and y'all email me wanting me to sign your petition. Fuck your petition. Yeah, you heard me. Fuck your petition, you scared nigga. I'm not signing no damn petition. You don't get things done with no damn online petition. All you doing is throwing up a smokescreen to hide your fear. If you want to change things, you got to get off that ass, get out there and hit the block, hit the bricks, roll your sleeves up and put in work. I don't do no goddamn petitions. That's for soccer moms. You got to get out here and grind. You have grown-ass men talking about signing an online petition. Nigga, fuck a petition. Tell me the last time a petition got anything done on change.org. And I've heard of several brothers. Oh, they're making a movie about the Egyptians and they're not showing black Egyptians. I made a change.org petition. Let's sign it. They ain't about to stop no movie because of your petition. They got millions of dollars wrapped up in these films. They're investing millions and they're making millions. They're like, fuck your petition. Your petitions are just giving them publicity. You're wasting your time and everybody else's time with petitions. You got to get out there and grind. You got to put your money where your mouth is. And that's what niggas don't want to do. Cats will talk a good game and run their mouths all day, but when it comes to handling business, meaning putting your money where your mouth is, cats start getting their little thumbs to twiddling around. They don't know what to do. You want to do everything but the inevitable. You got to get an economic base. You got to put money in the game. And until you're down to do that, you're going to suffer. Talk is very cheap. But I don't do the petition thing. I get out here and I grind. And as men, black men, you got to get out here and grind. I can understand women wanting to sign petitions, but you have grown-ass brothers doing that. And you know why? Because a lot of brothers out here take on a lot of feminine characteristics from the women that they grew up around. And when I say feminine characteristics, I'm not just talking about niggas with the skinny jeans and booty shorts and open-toe shoes. I ain't talking about that. I'm not talking about any kind of moist behavior. I'm not talking about that when I say feminine attributes. Dudes are taking on feminine attributes, meaning they're doing things that are practical for women and that work for women, but don't necessarily work for men. For example, a lot of dudes, especially cats in the hood, you grow up with women who are hood rats. You're surrounded by hood rats. And hood rats can act ratchet and emotional. They can go out in the streets and yell and throw their hands up and put their hands in people's faces and talk shit and raise their voices and just be ratchet and get away with it because people look at them, oh, they're just hood rats. They're just ghetto females. They're not a threat. So people kind of write them off so they can get away with exhibiting certain behavior. But as a man who grew up around this and then you take those characteristics on and then you go out in the streets trying to be emotional and yelling and raising your voice at people, throwing your hands up and putting your hands in people's faces, what happens with you is somebody blows your fucking brains out. Because that don't work when you do it. Because people don't know where you're coming from. And as a dude, especially a black male, you're perceived as more of a threat. So certain things you do are just not practical if you're trying to emulate women. And this is what a lot of brothers do on a subconscious level. And it's not that extreme, but just little nuances in the black male's life in America. A lot of brothers emulate a lot of things that black women do. And it doesn't work for them. You know, my Ustream show this Sunday, this past Sunday, there was a gentleman in the chat room. He kept spamming something. He kept spamming something about a community center. He kept posting it in the chat room. He posted it up about 20 times. Help out the community center. We need help with our community center. Then he actually called up to the show. He was like, hey, man, that was me posting because I got on his case. I'm like, hey, man, just stop. We got it the first time. Don't just keep spamming the board. What are you doing? So the guy called up, black male called up, talking about support the community center. So I said, okay, brother, explain what's going on with the community center. So the brother went into this whole long, incoherent rant about this community center in Harlem, New York. They need help. And it just went into this long rant and this long pitch. And I'm like, wait, stop, brother. I don't know what you're talking about. You're all over the place. Do y'all want money? I mean, what is it that you and this community center want? What do you want us to do? Well, no, it ain't just money. We don't really want money. We want you to support and go to the website and support. I'm like, okay, what's the website? Hold on, let me think. And I mean, he didn't, none of his shit was together. And I basically concluded that the dude was basically using the whole community center thing and support the community center and trolling them, well, just spamming the board. Basically, this dude was low-key using that as a way to get attention. That was basically it. The dude was just, he was using that to get attention. It wasn't, he didn't have any clear, coherent, articulate motive behind why he was supporting this center or trying to get people to support it. And again, a lot of dudes have this mentality. They do little shit for attention because they see women doing things for attention. And the dude was basically kind of, oh, we don't have no money. We broke. We, our community center's about to close and we need help. And this whole whining for attention thing, that works with women because they're women. See, the thing is, and I talked about this Sunday, women can whine and complain about certain things and certain dudes will listen because they want some ass. So certain dudes will sit up and listen to these women whine, and in the back of their mind, they're like, man, I'll listen to this bullshit, but I want to see them titties. And the thing is, a lot of men who try to emulate these feminine characteristics, they try to whine and complain, and that shit falls on deaf ears. Brothers, nobody's trying to hear you complain. And this is what a lot of brothers have to understand. Nobody's trying to hear you complain out here. Nobody's trying to hear how shit ain't working for you. People know shit ain't working for you because, hell, the dominant society designed it for you to not have it work for you. It's been designed that way. It's falling on deaf ears. So you have to use another strategy. This is why, black men, you're going to have to stop complaining about movies like 12 Years a Slave. You're going to have to stop complaining about your community centers are being shut down. You got to get out here and roll up your sleeves and build. You got to stop being scared. Brothers got to stop being bitch made and get out here and grind with yours. It's that simple. There's no way around that. That's just how it's going to have to be done. You're going to have to put the differences aside and get an agenda. Because it's not about unity. I talked about this on Sunday's show. It's not about unity. It's all about getting an agenda. Because the thing is, when black folks get together and they don't have an agenda, black folks are fucking poisonous to each other. Yeah, I said that. When black folks get together and they are not on the same page, they don't have no agenda together, black folks will destroy each other. Black people are too poisonous to one another. Now, they don't do this with other people, but there's too much self-hatred and too much of a negative self-image for black folks to be around each other without an agenda. And notice I keep saying without an agenda, because when we have an agenda, we're a beast. We're unstoppable when we have an agenda, but when we do not have an agenda, we can't do shit and get along with it. When cats start rapping and battle rapping, sooner or later somebody's going to get hit, socked, they're going to start fighting. You can't even do that. Black folks go to the club. If you ain't on the same page, you don't have the same agenda, cats start shooting up the club, fighting in the club. I mean, this happens all across the board. We have to have an agenda when we get around each other. We shouldn't even be around each other unless we have an agenda. Because the fact that we do not have an agenda, our energy is dissipated into idle bullshit. This is why people who don't have an agenda will always try to derail black folks who do have an agenda. This is why whenever black folks start rising up as a group, there's always some people who are on another agenda coming around trying to fuck up the energy. When we say, hey, let's rise up as black folks as a group, then we'll have a possible Negro bedwench pop up and say, well, what about women's rights? Y'all be hating on the sisters. And then we get into that bullshit. And then there's a dude who might have a non-black wife and, well, hey, man, what about her? What about my snow queen, nigga? She's going to get offended if we rise up as black folks. What about her? So it goes each in every direction. We get diverted with our energy when we're not on the same page, when we do not have the same agenda. So it's very important for us to get an agenda. See, the thing is this, man. A lot of brothers out here complain out of fear. Brothers complain out of fear, and then what happens is that brothers have been so beat down by systematic racism from the dominant society. The majority, or great majority, not all, but a lot of black men out here have become revolving ass kissers. Just look at some of the behavior, some of the brothers out here, man. We're going to keep it 100 tonight, man. We're keeping it 200 tonight. Brothers out here have become revolving ass kisses, meaning that your whole existence is about you kissing some other group's ass. The first ass, the number one ass that brothers have to kiss out here is the white man's ass. Brothers, there's so many cats standing in line to kiss white ass, white male ass. It's like cats have to fight for a position to do that. So the next best ass to kiss outside of the white male's ass, because you got to kiss the white male's ass for a job, for a record deal, for a sports contract, for everything, basically. You can do shit on your own, but you don't have enough confidence in yourself, so you kiss other folks' asses to get yours. Now, the second ass that black men have to kiss, that's the black woman's ass. That's the next ass that they kiss on the ass-kissing totem pole. And that's basically the interaction that a lot of brothers have with black women. Black men have to literally kiss black women's asses. You have to co-sign fuckery that comes from certain groups of black females. Not all, because not all black women own that bullshit. But the ones who are, you have black men out here enabling them by kissing their asses. Just look at Twitter, for example. You see sisters on there talking some crazy bullshit. There's always some sucker-ass dude kissing up to them. Even when I was beefing with some of these Negro bedwinch black feminists out here, going through their fuckery and listening to them do a lot of name-calling on Twitter, every time they would do some name-calling, like, fuck Tariq, I hate Tariq, Tariq ain't shit, fuck that nigga, fuck Tariq, there would always be some bum-ass, ass-kissing dude tweeting me, talking about, hey, Tariq, they told you. And I'm looking at the tweet and the dude like, nigga, kill yourself. Nigga, kill yourself slow. You ain't, dude, do you know how bitch made you looking? Dudes like that? Dudes who kiss women's asses when you know what they're spewing is fuckery? Brothers are the only cats who do that. Brothers are the only people who kiss the asses of people who systematically bully and degrade them. They degrade you and talk greasy about you, and you still kissing their asses because you want to get brownie points. Black man, you are not a revolving ass kisser. So it's white man ass, black woman ass. The next ass is white woman ass. You know, brothers will put the capes on for white women. That's the ultimate goal, to get a white female's ass to kiss. And there's many asses in between, Arab ass, Asian ass, but black men are reduced to just revolving around kissing different people's asses. This is why you cannot get respect, brothers. Don't go around kissing people's asses. Black men, you are the oldest male on the planet. You're the man who's been on this planet longer than any other male, period. This is scientific, metaphysically proven, biblically proven, historically proven. You've been on the planet longer than any other male. and now you have to kiss everybody's ass. How does that look? That shit is pathetic. Stop kissing everybody's asses. That's number one. And definitely stop kissing your woman's ass. You'll never get respect that way. You're the only dude on the planet who literally has to kiss his woman's ass. And not kissing ass doesn't mean lack of respect. You can respect people, women, sisters, all that. But there's a thin line between respect and just ass kissing. And ass kissing has nothing to do with respect, by the way. A motherfucker kissing your ass has nothing to do with respect. That's all about their low, fucked up self-esteem. Kissing ass has zero to do with respect. That's a motherfucker who's scared. It has something to do with being scared and being submissive and being fearful. That's what kissing ass is about. And brothers are going to have to stop that bullshit. Stop cosigning fuckery. Stop kissing asses for brownie points. Because dudes are scared they ain't going to get no coochie. So they got to kiss their ass and kiss ass to get in the bedroom with women. You can't get respect that way, and you're not fooling nobody. But the thing is, man, you got to understand how power works, brothers. There was a gentleman from a school who contacted me the other day. And the brother sent me an email about coming to the school. I forgot the name of the school. But the thing is, every day people from schools all around the country email me about me coming to their city to do a lecture. I get emails every day, literally every day. And a lot of people I just don't remember. And I tell everybody the same thing. People contact me, hey, Tariq, this is such and such from this organization, from this university. We're interested in bringing you out to our school in a couple of months. What's your rate? What's the hotel and flight and all that stuff? And I say, I give them my rate. And I tell everybody the same thing. This is my rate for hotel, flight, travel, and contact me when you're ready to move forward. It's just real simple. I keep it real business. I don't want to go back and forth because, again, a lot of times cats just want to chit-chat and talk and, you know, just I'm all about business. I give a very business answer. Just here, this is my rate. Contact me when you're ready and we'll take it from there. Just real cut and dry. So a lot of times I don't remember who's who or whatever. So a lot of times people don't have to email me every detail because I tell them, contact me when you're ready to move forward. I don't want motherfuckers hitting me up, hey man, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have a fish fry to get half the money, and then I'm going to sell $300 worth of dope, and I'm going to flip it four times and then get the rest, and then we're going to have a car wash, and well, the car wash fell through, and I don't want to hear none of that. I don't need your details, family. God bless you. I don't need the details, but just call me when you're ready to move forward. When you get the money and get it together, then contact me. I don't need to know all the details of what's going on. So that's why I'm just very businesslike when people email me about coming to their cities. So this one gentleman from a school, he emailed me and he was like, hey, Tariq, remember when I contacted you a couple of months ago about coming to our school? Well, unfortunately, some things fell through. There was a black women's group at the school who were upset that you were coming, and they made the sponsors pull out and we couldn't bring you, and they had a meeting and they said that you were going to be too controversial and they didn't want you to come to the school. And they decided they will probably get Tim Wise instead. And hopefully I can, you know, get something popping in the future. So I'm looking at the email and I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't even remember, you know, this whole situation. So you didn't have to hit me up telling me why you couldn't get it popping. But when I looked at the email, I'm like, that's some sad defeatist bullshit you just sent me. And then I went back to see his original email because now I'm interested. So I went back to his original email. So I said, when did this guy hit me up? So he sent me an initial email a few months ago, and the email was like, hey, Tariq, what's going on? my school. We're interested in bringing you to our college so you can drop some game about history, race, and empower the African-American men on campus. We would love to have you, and we're putting it together now, and I'm going to keep you posted, and whoop-de-whoop. So I looked at it. I'm like, okay, y'all wanted me to come to your school to empower black men, and then you hit me up a few months later saying that women's group ain't going to let you be empowered. Basically, that's what the cap was telling me, that the women's group will not let them be empowered. And this motherfucker with a straight face sat up and emailed me this. And this is indicative of the mentality that a lot of black men have out here, that defeated ass mentality. The brother who sent me that, I emailed him. I said, hey, brother, it's not a problem, but don't you let people run game on you and tell you what you can't do. Because I guess the brother felt like he was kind of letting me down in a way. But that whole situation is about him and the women at that school exerting their power on them. That's what that whole situation is. The women at that school were exerting their power to dominate and bully them. Because guess what, fellas and dudes out there? Nobody's stopping me from doing a goddamn thing. I do lectures any fucking time I feel. And my lectures are sold out all around the country. Ain't nobody ever gonna tell me when the fuck I can speak or do anything for that matter. So y'all don't hit me up with the sad nigga shit. That's you who's being dominated and defeated. And how dare you, as a black male, any black man out there, have anybody tell you what you can't do? Don't ever fix your lips to say what somebody ain't gonna let you do. Nigga, get up and do it your goddamn self. Don't sit up and say nobody's gonna let you be empowered. Because I hear dudes say stuff like, well, man, this lady, she ain't gonna let me be the man in relationships. She ain't gonna let me be the man. Ain't nobody gonna let you be anything. You supposed to just be that. It ain't nobody's job to let you. If somebody has to let you be a man, well, you ain't a man. If somebody has to let you be the leader, you ain't the leader. Leadership, you assume leadership. You take leadership, you take power, you assume power. You got to understand how power works, fell. You got to understand how power works, man. You got to take that. You got to assume that. Can't ask. Nobody's going to empower you. You have to empower yourself. And that's the thing with brothers out here. Brothers, I want y'all to listen, especially my young brothers, and I hope my real young brothers are listening. Nobody's going to empower you. You and other motherfuckers like you have to empower yourselves. Because every other group is competing against you. That's the long and the short of it. That's reality. Every other group is competing against you, and they ain't letting up. They want to keep their foot on your neck. So it's up to you to get that foot off your neck and get your grind on. Don't let nobody tell you who you can bring and what you can do. You go out there and grind and get the paper and make it happen. And I don't want to hear that broke shit from brothers out here, because see, brothers, y'all can't talk that broke shit. Oh, I don't know where I'm gonna get the money. I'm broke. And then on the weekend, you niggas are popping bottles, buying $300 sneakers up at the strip joint, tricking off your money. And then the next day you're talking about how you can't get shit done. This is why you don't get respect, because you contradict yourself. Because you want your money to be spent on frivolous nigger shit, but when it comes to handling business, you want to put your hand out like the women. It don't work like that. Power don't work like that. Power is all about discipline. You got to discipline yourself, discipline your paper, and be on your grind, and you have to build. And that's the ins and the outs of it. There's no way around that, fellas. You got to be on your grind, and you got to stop being scared. This is Tough Love Day today. And I hope you internalize everything I'm saying to you, family. This is real shit, real talk right here. Stop being scared. Stop kissing ass. Stop bowing down to your woman. And that don't mean go home and jump on her. That means lead. Be the leader. Be the man. Step up to the plate. Handle your business. Fuck what they're telling you. You do you. Do what's going to work for you. Get your lips off everybody's asses and start grinding. Get your money, circulate your money with other brothers who think like you, get an agenda with some cats, and get some shit done. Stop signing online petitions. Stop wasting your time. Stop complaining about slave movies. Get out there and create an alternative. Stop tricking off your money on hydrogel bullet wound having strippers. Stop tricking your money off on bullshit ass weed. Get out here and grind and build. It's that simple. That simple, family. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I hope you guys soaked it in. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh fly gear. So much fly gear. And we got new pictures of our new models on TariqElite.com, by the way, too. And again, you guys are going to love the leather jackets, get the glasses, all that good stuff. I'm going to be in New York City for one day next week. We're doing some filming for Hidden Colors. Speaking of filming, I'll be out in New York City for one day filming. I'm not doing a lecture out there. Every time I say I'm going to hit up a city, 100 people hit me up. Where can I buy tickets to the lecture? It's not a lecture. I'm just going to be out there hollering at my folks. We might hit up a club out there or whatever, but I will be in New York City next Monday, I think. Next Monday. So all my New York folks, family, I'll be out there. Let me know what clubs are popping. All my radio folks, I might do a few radio interviews while I'm out there. So we'll see. We will see, family. But again, go to TariqElite.com. Get all the gear. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Twitter at Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. A player gets confused. And let everybody know to get all the new podcast shows at TariqRadio.com. I'm out, family. Peace.